The influenza virus is one of many respiratory viruses. Influenza, the disease, is a respiratory infection caused by influenza virus. It's a seasonal virus in this hemisphere, usually in the cold weather months, and is also preventable by vaccination. New recommendations for the past several years are that anybody over the age of 2 should have a flu shot or influenza vaccination. There are some new vaccines in development that may last several years or longer, but right now it's annual. There are people monitor influenza virus strains and try to determine, based on what's currently circulating in other parts of the world and past experience, what the various strains are that will go into the vaccine for the following year. It's kind of an interesting process, but it's pretty scientific in terms of how vaccines are put together. The traditional trivalent vaccine has 3 strains, 2 influenza A strains and 1 B, but over the past several years, there's been a quadrivalent 4-strain vaccine that's become available that I prefer over the trivalent. I prefer the 4-strain vaccine quadrivalent, and that has 2 strains of A and 2 strains of B in it. The A strains tend to be more serious in terms of the disease that they cause. It's a more serious illness with the A strains. The A strains are the ones that tend to be more seasonal in nature. In some places, the B strains are prevalent year-round, and the B strains tend to cause less serious illness. So the A strains are the ones we really watch out for here. Flu influenza is spread by people. It's all person-to-person. Respiratory transmission, if you're within 6 feet of somebody who's coughing or sneezing and has influenza, they can transmit the virus to you if you've not been vaccinated. There are some droplets that also settle on surfaces and that can be transferred from hands to nose or eyes, but the main way flu is spread is by respiratory secretions. These fine particle, what we call aerosols. In general, the flu seems to travel from east to west. It's more prevalent early in the year in parts of Asia and Southeast Asia, and then comes to the Western Hemisphere a little bit later in the year. Can be a risky situation. I call the question again, though, on the importance of flu vaccine, not just if you're traveling, but just if you're living here in these United States, because what can happen is one person can infect many susceptible people. The virus, in effect, gets leg and can spread to large numbers of people then who can spread it to others. So the best way to interrupt that is with vaccine. But it's interesting that in 2014-2015 flu season, we found that the vaccine that was being given wasn't able to keep up with the flu strains that were circulating. And what happened was this peculiar phenomenon of influenza called antigenic drift. Antigenic drift is when there are subtle changes in the genetic makeup of the flu virus, and sometimes it escapes the vaccine. And what happened in 2014-2015 flu season was there was this antigenic drift, or these subtle changes in the genetic makeup of the circulating flu virus, that made the vaccine for that year seem less effective. So sometimes it happens. It points out that the flu virus is tricky. Now, what happened, though, in those cases of people who had received the vaccine but still got the flu, is that in general, their case of flu was less severe. So there was some vaccine coverage, but it wasn't complete. One of the things that people are doing to address this is to try and develop what's called a universal flu vaccine, which takes the genetic material or gene sequences that are common to just about all flu viruses and trying to make a vaccine from that. It's still in the clinical trials stage, so we really don't know how well that works. But the idea would be to try and develop a vaccine that had better coverage so that if this antigenic drift happened, people would still be protected from the flu. The vaccine shortage thing is interesting because it happens from time to time. It's a matter of supply and demand. Sometimes when there's a particularly heavy flu season or an epidemic, or a number of years ago, that novel flu strain called H1N1 that just popped up in California and Mexico at the same time, there's more of a demand for flu vaccine. So unfortunately, it's still a little bit of a trial and error on the part of the manufacturers. The other thing that might help with that, though, is this universal flu vaccine. The most susceptible people are the very young, the very old, or the very sick. Senior people over the age of 60, and also people with chronic diseases such as asthma, cardiac disease, cancer, HIV, people who may be more susceptible to infection in general or may not be able to fight them off as effectively. Also, the highest risk people, we see problems in hospitalized patients with outbreaks in hospitals, in nursing homes, or in daycare centers, places where large numbers of people are in contact with each other for a good part of the day. Situations like that are also risky situations. So it's important for people, especially people in daycare settings, both the kids and the teachers, schools, chronic care facilities, and healthcare workers to be vaccinated.